Another criteria we identified is power shielded, kept hidden as a conscious actor, generally by cloaking its actions in abstractions. And capitalism is perhaps the broadest example of that. Last week we said that we never here discussed the possibility that the result was the intention. Instead, what we're given is, oh, it's just by happenstance. And man, this is the constant refrain in the Michael Mann article. Instead, what we're given is, oh, it's just by happenstance that things turn out the way they do. We said that power operates through a series of moves that conceal their intentions and existence. Because power plans, has nothing else to do but try to stay on top of the game. That's their raison d'être. And keep ahead of us. And keep us in check. They're able to devote their time to long-term planning. Not able to. I mean, that's what they do. So they can do long-term planning. And we used as an example the current California Governor Jerry Brown's relentless efforts to push through the construction of water tunnels in the Sacramento-San Joaquin River Delta region, as well as the unsubtle propaganda plants of columnist David Brooks to suggest that the people, quote unquote, will prefer this same Governor Brown as Democratic Party presidential candidate pick over Hillary. He said the people don't want Hillary because she's too far to the right. Right, right. I'm sure they're going to rein David Brooks in and start planting opposite messages in him soon because it's getting too obvious that anything he says, flip it. If they are scared of Hillary, I'm all for her, short of our own world. We got it. Let's make it moot, please. Let's make it moot. I said, you know, if the door Barack is standing in slammed shut, we're going to need a battery ram. Well, I'd much rather we just open that door and go through. That door is to our future. I don't want nobody else standing in it. I want us to live, finally, authentic, real, honest lives. So that our children can, so that the earth is unburdened by our malaise, our deep woundedness, you know? So please, I mean, yeah, it makes a difference. We see this with Barack. It makes a difference, and I'd rather have Hillary for sure, than Jerry Brown. We don't want no more caretakers. We want to actually be free living beings. That's why I love the birds. They are my role models. Oh, please. I hope they don't suffer as a consequence. Oh my God. The people use birds as role models. We better do something. It's just too loony. The mindset of these folks. Whatever gives us hope, they try to take away. It's just insane. Oh man, okay, let's get back on track. So this cloaking of power is where the difference between Wallerstein and Mann is most stark. The whole of Mann's piece seems designed to undermine the notion of conscious planning on the part of what he calls elites, reinforcing Bentham's point as to the critical importance for power, for its very existence, of it disappearing into the crafted structure of society. And Mann is more than happy to contribute his bit to the crafting. Also, are terms not or ill defined, the better the butter for slicking the surfaces, if craft is your motive and conning your purpose? Is the frame ultimately kept narrow in time and space? Is our focus kept on the big tens, as James Galbraith did? Or are we dished up a healthy portion of minutia-driven cooked spin? Is it trying to restrain our focus to the nation state? That's a big one. That's generally all we get from our pundits. You know, that's why Wallerstein is... I mean, okay, The intentional censoring of what we gets to hear is not surprising, is obvious. It's how they stay in control. So I should not waste a moment feeling outraged, but it still gets to me. It makes me sad that we can't have authentic conversations until we start doing them on our own. And we gotta have some means of spreading them big and far and wide. Pirate radio doesn't seem to be reaching a whole lot of folks. Not enough anyway. We have to, each one of us, you know, each one teach 50 and then, you know, have them 50 and blah, 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 exponential growth. And then does it attempt to divert us from facing the global implications of global accumulation? We'll look at that one in more depth next week. And does it reinforce the maintenance of existing power relations? That's a given for pundits allowed over the airwaves. I think that's what the whole fix the state thing is about.